The term races. Let's get rid of it.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the powerful book against racism called Darwin's Plantation, Evolution's Racist Roots.
We do need to get rid of the term races. You see, back at the time of Thomas Jefferson, when someone talked about different races, most people would think in terms of, you know, the Irish race, the English race, and so on. In other words, they were thinking of different cultural groups. But sadly, through the teaching of Darwinian evolution, which promoted the idea that people are divided into primitive and advanced races of people, this forever changed the meaning of the term races. Because of the influence of evolutionary teaching, many people think of the word races in terms of lower and higher groups of people. The lower groups are supposedly closely related to ape-like ancestors, and the so-called advanced races are superior to others. This has led to all sorts of racist prejudice. You know, the Bible makes it clear there can only be one race. All people are descendants of the same one man and one woman, Adam and Eve. And the term races has changed meaning because of evolutionary teaching, so we need to abandon the term and talk instead about people groups.
You know, it's ironic that as Western nations try to eradicate racism, many of its citizens will be celebrating Darwin's 200th birthday this week. Darwin's racist beliefs and his bad science are explored in our Answers magazine. We'll send you a sample issue when you offer a donation of any size. Our toll-free number is 1-888-89-ANSWERS. 888-89-ANSWERS.